I walk into the gallery with the BMA's curator of American art, Graham Betcher, and he gravitates to a painting called The Doughboy and His Admirers. It's of a World War I soldier returning home, surrounded by a ragtag group of kids.
Five boys who have dressed up, some of them like soldiers, one of them in a paper hat, and the other one has a colander over his head. There's a sort of sadness to the man's face, but yet he's getting this very lighthearted, jubilant homecoming. You know, Norman Rockwell, rather than focusing on the horrors of war, he's showing a safe return. But there's one small detail which alludes to what this man has actually seen. He has four medals pinned to his uniform, and the medal at the far left is the Medal of Honor. So only by focusing on that one small detail do we really get a full sense of what this man has been through and what he has had to do to make it home from the war alive.
So with that medal, it seems there's a little more subtlety, a little more nuance than we typically think of with Norman Rockwell.
That's right. This is an ingenious device that he came up with. As an illustrator, the most important thing for him, and certainly for the editors of the Saturday Evening Post, was to sell magazines. And that's why he really never took on issues like war in a graphic way. He usually did focus on the positive, but found very, very clever ways to tell people what was really going on or what was really on his mind.
So where to next?
One of the most dynamic images in the exhibition is volunteer firefighter, and we've used this in a lot of our advertising. You have an older man in his firefighting attire. He's wearing a firefighter's hat, and he's accompanied by a young boy, and they're running toward the fire, which we don't actually see. I love the contrast. The man has a really determined, serious look on his face. The boy is bright-eyed and wide-eyed and is smiling. He is so excited. When you ponder this picture, it also becomes a commentary on the difference between youth and maturity and really understanding the gravity of a situation.
I'm looking around the gallery, and there's a painting over here that just looks out of place in a Rockwell exhibition.
This is his take on Jackson Pollock. This is when he wanted to show the work of Pollock on the cover of the Saturday Evening Post, and the Post editor said, "We're not going to pay to reproduce an actual Pollock. The copyright's going to be too great, so paint your own." That's exactly what he did. You know, it does show Norman Rockwell's tremendous range. He even entered this in an art competition in the Berkshires, where it won a prize as a work of modern art in its own right. Up until now, we've mostly been talking about his work for the Saturday Evening Post. When he went to work for Look magazine, everything changed. What appealed to him about Look is that it was a publication that was forward-thinking and purported to take an honest look at what was actually going on in America and the world at that time. Norman Rockwell was given carte blanche, and one of the most famous images from that time is The Problem We All Live With, which depicts young Ruby Bridges, a little girl from New Orleans, walking with federal marshals to her first day of elementary school, post-segregation. It's a remarkable image because you see this little girl dwarfed by these federal marshals taking one step forward, inching ever closer to the school. You can see that she's had rotten tomatoes thrown at her, and in the final version, racial epithets and the initials KKK were added to the wall as graffiti in the background.
Rockwell has a bit of a mixed reputation within the art world, and I noticed the Art Museum's brochure itself calls him America's favorite illustrator. He's an illustrator. As someone who's putting on this exhibit in a fine art museum, how do you look at that?
There was a art critic from New York who, back in 1999, in a review of Rockwell's work, wrote, "Norman Rockwell is fantastic, and we're long past thinking otherwise." Even though we do still use the word illustrator, because it's a familiar term and people understand that the works were created with a commercial aspect, but that designation illustrator does not mean that he's any less of an artist or a painter. He had incredible technical skill. His command of subject matter and the diversity of his subject matter, he painted over 4,000 original works in his career.